Throwing a masquerade ball at the waterfront. It'll be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
And why are you doing it?
The Harbor House.
So a fundraising event for the Harbor House at the waterfront. Now we hear masquerade ball. Tell us a little bit about what's in the works.
Well, there'll be dancing, food, fun, fantasy. Of course, all the best aspects of a good evening. Not to mention I've been spending the past 2 months getting together silent auction, raffle, and door prizes.
Where'd the idea come from to do this particular event?
Sarah is my business partner. We have Knots and Kisses Wedding and Event Planning, and we really wanted to do something for the community and something different. We were talking about earlier, there's always lots of golf outings and fashion shows and dinners. We really wanted to have a night where people can go out and get dressed up and do something different.
So what's the plan for the evening? What can folks expect if they take part?
Lots of food, dancing, fun. Of course. Are you coming?
You look
good in a mask.
Yeah. I'm not sure how
I couldn't
take,
have said that
I'm
better
not
myself.
Sure how to take that one right there.
Don't worry, I'll tell you later.
Thanks for coming, Nicole. We'll see you later.
But Nicole, you don't have to get into a costume. You just have to have a mask.
Yeah, just a mask. And it is formal attire. We say that because we want to encourage people to get dressed up a little bit. Basically, no jeans, no flip-flops, you know.
Put a little thought into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also to help out Harbor House and all of the things that they do and the groups affiliated with them. A unique idea, but certainly it sounds like a great, you know, chance to kind of get up, get together, get dressed up. But also with all the things that have been going on, you know, the elections and everything like that, blow off a little steam and have some fun.
Incredible organization the Harbor House is. If I could just tell you a little bit about them, they take in women and children from emotionally and physically abused situations, and they give them a place where they can seek refuge. Last year, they took in 227 women and children.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
That's a lot, sadly. But it's good that they have a place. But over the past 38 years, 24,000 have called the Harbor House a home. That's a staggering number. I mean, that's pretty much our population.
It is pretty much, you know, and when you think about that, like the point being is that to keep these things and services and programs going, it costs money and funding sources are not as prominent as they used to be. So that's kind of
the idea. The grants are being cut. 75% of it comes from grants, but that other 25% is up to the community. And the Harbor House, the actual staff there, their hands are tied. They can't do fundraising. So it's up to the board and the community to really get together and make sure this organization stays open.
You were able to do this in a fun location, which is sort of formerly the Waterfront Restaurant. I'm not sure. Is that what they're calling it still? I'm not sure. I know that it's under new ownership and whatnot. So
it's still the Waterfront.
Okay, so it's the Waterfront, which is located above Latitude in Marquette, and a great venue for something like this. I mean, they've got a lot of room in there, a lot of space, a lot of seating, but also room for folks to mix and mingle and dance and enjoy.
It's perfect location.
So you also mentioned that you've got a bunch of silent auction prizes and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about what folks can bid on.
Northern has been very generous. I have a football signed by all the players, a basketball by all the players, goalie stick by all the players. Richardson Jewelers just donated a lovely freshwater pearl necklace and bracelet along with a $50 gift certificate. Wood Jewelers donated a $50 gift certificate. Paul Grant is giving me a print. Oh my gosh, I have everything from pole dancing classes to a tattoo. I have, President Haynes donated a lovely Northern gift basket for me as well. Youper Shirts is donating stuff. I have a bunch of gift certificates from Beth Milner, Che Bello. Vintage Kisses is donating a necklace. Auto Armor is donating a wonderful, lovely car package. So I have lots of stuff.
A whole bunch of things
to bid on. All day.
Well, that's what makes it fun, though. I mean, as these kind of events, that as fundraisers, you know, people can bid on them. Sometimes maybe get in a bidding war, which is a lot of fun at these events, too. I've been caught up in a couple of those
myself.
Yes,
you have. I remember that.
But again, for those that may be just joining us, give us the details of the event, when, where, and of course, with tickets. We'll talk about where you can get tickets in advance, too. But again, when and where.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the Waterfront, above Latitude, Masquerade Ball. You must be 21 to get in.
Okay.
A mask would be nice. You know, if you don't have one, I do have some at the door just in case. However, it is a formal event, so no jeans or flip-flops. And we look forward to seeing everybody.
And it's all a fundraiser for the Harbor House. And if people want to get ticket information, can they get tickets in advance?
They can. We're selling them at Auto Armor on Front Street, the Women's Center, and Forsberg Flowers in Marquette on 3rd.